This Sunday will mark the one-year anniversary of Snowmageddon. At the time, the states of emergency across the region served to bring home the reality of what it's like to run out of essentials when grocery and convenience stores were finally allowed to open. Tens of thousands of people flocked there and in some cases found that milk and bread had already sold out. Josh Smee is the CEO of Food First NL. He joins me live by phone. Mr. Smee, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So we spoke with you many times while we were in the middle of the state of emergency. What did we learn from Snowmageddon when it comes to our food supply?
We learned a bunch of things, I think, and some of them were good and some of them weren't. On one side, we learned that by and large, the distribution system held up. You know, there was food in the stores. Most of those shortages were pretty short-lived. But we also learned that even areas affected, not affected by the storm, well outside of St. John's, had their supply chain shaken up because so much travels through the city and got stuck here. And then I think the bigger learnings were all about, at that ground level, what does this look like? What does food insecurity look like? And I think we learned just how many households live on the margins of food insecurity at the best of times. And so how a crisis like that can really cause a crisis in people's lives. So we learned how many folks, you know, our neighbors and everyone's neighbors didn't have the resources around, usually because of our huge problem with poverty, to have food on hand to last through something like that. And so we saw the community really come together to try and help.
And like you just mentioned, many communities coming together to share food with their neighbors. Has that continued?
Yeah, you know, it has. It's interesting. There are still some of the mutual aid efforts that came together out of that storm to help get food to people have stuck around and have played a role in the response to COVID. And I think in general, the things that came together during that storm were kind of the training wheels to how we've responded to some of the food security impacts of the pandemic. So even for my own organization, we spent a lot of time during the snowstorm just trying to figure out what was open and what was closed in terms of meals and food banks and those kind of things, and getting that information out there. And that's been a huge part of our work since the pandemic broke, for the very same reason. And we also saw lots of folks try and figure out the problem of delivery. You know, how do you, when someone is a household that needs support in some way, how do you get things to them when everything is closed? And that's been a huge part, again, of the response to COVID. So, not to say that the storm is a good thing, but I think it did teach folks where those gaps were in a way that they could respond a little bit quicker once they opened back up again.
In retrospect, what could have been done differently to ensure food banks remained opened and accessible?
So I think that's the big question. That's one. We had a big debrief after the storm last year, and one of the things we realized was before the snowstorm, people weren't always thinking about food as part of an emergency response. So it was never quite clear where meal programs, food banks, other food support programs fit into the emergency planning or to being designated essential and allowed to open. And I know that is now part of the discussion in the world of emergency planning. I think we also realized, though, that food banks and meal programs aren't necessarily set up to be disaster responses. You know, most of them are small, run by volunteers. So there really needs to be some, urgent and often coordinated support from government in that space when there's an emergency like that. It's not something you can leave always just at the feet of what's on the ground day to day.
We're speaking to the CEO of Food First NL, Josh Smee, on the one-year anniversary of Snowmageddon. And Josh, how concerned should we be about a steady supply of food?
So our food supply in this province, it's often strained by weather, like you saw in Snowmageddon, but it does snap back. So we as you know, we import most of what we consume here. And so you do have these breaks when the supply chain's interrupted. I think the bigger concern is that there are still a huge number of households who live with food insecurity. It's almost 15%, even before COVID-19. And those households households are really at risk when something like this happens, because of, you know, the sort of disastrous rates of poverty and food insecurity that we have in the province. There's lots of folks who just aren't in the position to prepare for something like this. And so the food supply is not just what gets into the province, it's what's in people's fridges and cupboards. And that's the big challenge when you face something like this.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did want to ask, you know, how realistic it is to expect someone with little money to properly prepare for an event like the storm of the century.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think, you know, we sometimes heard during Snowmageddon that kind of standard emergency preparedness answer of always have 72 hours of food on hand in your household. And for lots of people in this province and everywhere else, that's just not feasible. And so I think that's where you have to start with planning here, is that as long as we have that as the reality, we have to plan around it. And I think that's where you get into this conversation of around bigger social solutions. You know, if we can reduce the level of poverty, then there are fewer people who are going to be thrown into crisis when something like this happens. And so that's how you get from talking about a snowstorm to talking about things like basic income, is because that's how you really remove this problem, because it'll always be challenging to meet all those needs in the middle of a weather crisis.
CEO of Food First NL, Josh Schmee, thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.